Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
After his four-day vacation, the first thing A-Mac says to me, you're hot. And
well,
that
no, I
we
said
are.
Have a great show first.
And that we are. Don't let facts get in the way of a good story. We are indeed hot. We are live. We are on fire. Yes, or something like that. On this Tuesday, June the 10th, year of our Lord, 2025. Oh, yeah, baby. In the nation's capital. So much going on last night. What do we talk about? I mean, my goodness. Nobody played except for the Stanley Cup final, which was fine. Entertaining. Not close, but entertaining. Which we'll get to a little bit later on. The Nationals had the night off. They're in New York against the Metropolitans to start a big series. With Mackenzie Gore on the mound. We will touch on that. But with the NBA Finals off as well, with nothing really big going on last night, except for a lot of, ironically, NFL news in the middle of June, and that's because it's mini-camp week all across the NFL. And here we go, right? Here we freaking go. Mandatory minicamp. That means all you slackers that truly believe in the word voluntary, all you guys have to show up or you get fined. Just like Terry McLaurin. He's going to theoretically get fined. The only difference is he's not a slacker. And Terry McLaurin is not there today, as you've surely heard by now. It is still, in my opinion, and I think in any reasonable opinion of people that know Terry personally and know Terry the player and the person and the leader, even though it is disappointing, right? Because I can't sit here and scream about how everybody should be there, voluntary or not, and there is importance in it, and there is value in it, and then tell you it's not important for Terry McLaurin. Now, is it less important for Terry McLaurin? Absolutely. But it is important. Otherwise, it wouldn't exist. The coaches think it's important. It's not Chris or Kevin, or Craig, or any of you that think it's important. The coaches think it's important. You know who also thinks it's important? Adam Peters. You know who doesn't think it's important? NFL owners, because they use it as bargaining chips. Oh, yeah, we'll make it voluntary. You guys don't have to be here. You guys don't have to show up. It'll just be like the talk of the summer. It'll look bad on you. But it won't cost us anything, and it won't cost you anything. Until this week, when there is a mandatory component, then it costs you something. And as you probably understand, all of a sudden, the slackers, as I'll call them, come in. Like Laremy Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore. But some guys, and not just here, some guys around the league, choose to stay out. Usually, it is almost surely, it is not because they don't want to be there or they don't want to report. It's the contract leverage and the only remaining contract leverage, essentially, that they have. Now, you can still hold out in training camp, right? You can. But most players choose not to, even if they're unhappy about their contract, because they don't want to get fined. Same thing here. It's basically an extension of training camp. But guys like Terry McLaurin and TJ Watt in Pittsburgh and a couple of others around the NFL said, Trey Hendrickson said, not coming, not showing up. And then the guys that were just sitting out because it's quote-unquote voluntary, Laremy Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, and even guys in contract situations like James Cook up in Buffalo and others showed up, reported. And guys that are unhappy and that don't want to be where they are stuck, like Kirk Cousins in Atlanta, showed up. Again, there's a difference. Whenever you start taking away money from people, progressively, a collective, right around $105,000 if you miss the three-day minicamp, even though players make an absurd amount of money, they don't want to give up $105,000. They don't want to get slapped around in the media. So they usually show up. Not all the time, but they usually do. And again, it's more the ones that don't show up is more about contract situation as opposed to not wanting to be there. The ones that didn't show up last week, that's about not wanting to be there. And I believe, quite honestly, not being a good teammate. Putting yourself first. Because that is the only thing that I can really sell a veteran player on is, hey man, you're new to this team. In some cases. Or you need to prove something. Or even if you don't, just be a good teammate. Just be a good teammate. Be there to sweat with your guys. Be there to get to know your guys. Be there to go out to dinner with your guys. Be there to say, hey man, I'm new here. Any good restaurants? Hey man, nice to meet you. I'm Laremy Tunsil. I was going to make a joke that I shouldn't have made. But anyway, if anybody remembers his draft night. But anyway, you get my point? Like, this is, now we've gone to a stage where guys can get fined. And they don't want to get fined. So they show up. So nice of them. But it's like training camp. And Terry not being there, again, I cannot. Last week, I can totally excuse it and say, not a big deal. Not that important. Whatever. This week, it is a little bit different. It is a little bit different. Let me repeat, and let me be clear. I am not mad at Terry McLaurin in any sort of way. He absolutely deserves a very lucrative contract extension. He is not going to report to camp out of shape or have a bad year because he skipped mandatory minicamp in June. He is not a cancer or a bad teammate because he skipped mandatory minicamp in mid-June. Again, I can't sit here and tell you it's important for Laremy Tunsil, it's important for Marshawn Lattimore, and then say it's not important at all for Terry McLaurin to be there, right? But I can justify it a little bit because Terry's absence, much like TJ Watt and much like Trey Hendrickson, is regarding and relating to their contracts. Again, I don't have to like it, but I do understand it. And to some degree, I respect it. I'd rather them all show up and handle themselves like true professionals and say whatever they have to say to the media, but make a louder statement to the team? I'd rather that. But I can't be mad because Terry chose this way, just like he did 3 years ago, just like TJ Watt, just like Trey Hendrickson, just to use a couple of guys recently in the news that did not show up. Again, James Cook showed up in Buffalo after missing last week. He showed up. So give him some credit. This is not about criticism. This is not about criticism. This is also about, hey, given the guys that are in a contract situation, credit that they deserve for doing the right thing. Again, you can... It just because you don't do the right thing doesn't mean I have to hammer you. But I can't also sit here and preach to you the importance of it and then totally excuse Terry McLaurin. I can't. That's not fair. That's not right. Again, there's a difference. Not mad about it, but I can't totally excuse it either, which you're going to hear from a lot of people that say, nothing to see here, no big deal, not a problem, no worries. I don't care if he's not there. That, to me, that's the wrong approach. How do we sit here and preach when it's voluntary, i.e. last week and the couple of weeks before? They should be there. They need to be there. Marshawn Lattimore stunk last year. He's not healthy. We need to see him run, blah, 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 blah. Laremy Tunsil knew this, that, the other thing. Not a great teammate in Houston. We need him. We need him. We need him. Which is exactly the message that I imparted last week. Difference was, last week was non-mandatory. This week is mandatory. There is a difference. And if this contract situation for Terry McLaurin extends into training camp and Terry is serious and doesn't show up for the start of camp, then I am going to essentially treat that not only similar to how I'm treating this, but also with a greater sense of urgency. Right? Again, one thing to miss mandatory minicamp, another thing to miss mandatory training camp. That's where it starts to get real. It isn't the end-all, be-all, but it starts to get real. So again, there's different levels to the NFL offseason and how we process it and how we talk about it and what we believe. And last week, no big deal. This week, not a big deal, but it is incrementally a little bit bigger of a deal than it was last week. It is. And anybody that tells you it isn't is not paying attention. You cannot criticize players or wonder or question players for whatever their motivations are last week and then say, hey, this week is the same as last week. You can't do that. There's an extra level here this week. It doesn't mean Terry's a bad guy. It doesn't mean Terry's wrong. It doesn't mean Terry is a bad teammate or a bad captain. It does not mean any of that. And you have to listen. You have to process what I'm trying to explain to you guys. This is not me trying to be negative towards Terry McLaurin. I'm trying to tell you that there is a difference between last week when my level of concern 0 to 10 was 0. Then the report comes out because Jordan Schultz probably calls Terry's agent. Hey, I'm seeing reports Terry's not there at OTAs. Is everything right? I know he's coming up on a contract. What's going on there? Yeah, man, he's pretty pissed. He's not happy. And he's probably not coming to mandatory minicamp either. Okay. That cranked it up an extra notch. This cranks it up another notch. If he's not there at the start of training camp, that will crank it up another notch. But there is a difference between this week and last week. There is. One's mandatory, one's not. Just like there's a difference between the start of training camp and this week. While they're both mandatory, there is a difference in the nature of the event, training camp versus mini camp, right? There's levels to this. Those of us with context and nuance understand this. Those of us that just paint with a broad brush and don't think of these things will tell you it's no big deal. It's the same thing as last week. Terry's fine, good, whatever. And I'm sure Terry is fine and good. I'm sure he's great. But it doesn't mean that we just brush it aside and act like it's not important or increasingly concerning. Increasingly concerning. And just because it got settled in late June last year doesn't mean it will this year. See, we in the media and fans are often lazy. We think everything's going to be Shangri-La. Everything's going to happen the same way it did last time. Everything will be okay. Some of us, those that are painted as negative and critics and glass half empty guys, me, actually have the ability to separate situations and provide nuance, right? There's nuance. Again, last week, different than this week. This week, different than the start of training camp. That's the nuance. That's the context. If you don't like that, then you don't want nuance or context. You're just a blanket type of person. That's on you, not me. But again, I caution, just because there's nuance and context and a different level of situation in the last week when it comes to their star receiver and their 1A star player. Just because of that, it doesn't mean we just go, oh, there's nothing to see here, nothing to worry about, nothing to talk about, nothing to be concerned about. No, actually there is. There is. So I say that to open up the show because in the last week, at least publicly, the negotiations have cranked up. They have turned up. They have gotten hotter, just like the weather outside. We asked you on a scale of 0 to 10 how concerned you were last week. Nobody was concerned, and rightfully so. Since that point, you got the report, you got the no-show. If you're not concerned, look, I'm not going to tell you you have to be, but I think you're wrong for not being concerned. Slightly concerned, moderately concerned, majorly concerned, that's up to you. But you have to have some level of concern. If you're doing this right, if you're thinking about it, if you're concerned about it, for lack of a better term. And that's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Want you to weigh in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, if you want to, on Terry McLaurin. Laramie Tunsil is there. Marshawn Lattimore is there. Hopefully we will have Craig Hoffman join us towards the end of the show. He's there. I think Linnell is there as well. Hopefully he will join us on the phone on his way back. So we'll have some coverage for you probably in the 3 o'clock hour. Until then, we can chat about Terry McLaurin. Not there. We could talk about a number of other things, including a comment that was made on ESPN this morning by Bart Scott. And he compared Jaden Daniels to a very successful quarterback. And I want to ask you your reaction to that, but also put a twist on it. We'll tell you what we mean next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Unleashing the quarterback.
Half a minute, no timeouts. Daniels throws down the sideline for Terry McLaurin. McLaurin is loose. Lightning strikes twice in Washington.
I don't know if it's your real phone number, but that was real from Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin. That was the 86-yarder that we talked about quite a bit last week. When news of Terry's frustration first came out by Jordan Schultz on Thursday, I believe it was. And he's still frustrated. Why? How do we know? Well, he's not there. And we know it's mandatory. And you can put two and two together, and you can paint it any way you want to in your own mind. Actions speak louder than words. Terry has not spoken. But actions speak louder than words, and that's fine. But honestly, again, I cannot tell you. No big deal. Nothing to see here. Nothing to worry about here. Like I did last week. Because in the ensuing week, we had the major report. And then on top of that, now we have this. He's not there. He wasn't there yesterday either when they did Media Day, which is like all the pictures and the videos and the stuff of the scoreboards and NBCs and ESPNs and all that stuff. Right? That's how they do it. So we knew Laramie Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore were going to be there because we saw them yesterday in pictures and whatnot by the team. And Nikki Javala just saw her first. She's got individual video of Marshawn Lattimore. Apparently, he does have two good hamstrings, at least for now. He's out there, right? Doesn't look like he's wrapped up or like a mummy or anything like that. And Laramie Tunsil, in one drill, moving pretty good. Granted, again, this is not real football. But the CBA makes it real, right? The CBA says it's mandatory, which makes it real in some way. Again, there's a difference between last week and this week. There's a difference between this week and 6 weeks from now. There's huge differences. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. One thing I wanted to bring up, I was listening to, as I was bumping around this morning trying to get ready for the show, I was listening to Coach Sheehan, and he had J.I. Halsell. And J.I. is my guy. Right? I've known J.I. for 15 years. He's former salary cap executive with the Redskins. He's been an agent. He is an agent still currently. He has worked for Priority Sports and Entertainment, Mike McCartney. That name you may recognize, Kirk Cousins' agent. Obviously, they represent a lot more people. But he worked with them for a number of years, crunching numbers, salary cap, doing contract advisement. You remember Russell Okung? The longtime veteran left tackle, very good left tackle. He represented Russell Okung in terms of an advisory role when Russell Okung didn't have an agent but wanted help to negotiate his contract. He used J.I. So J.I.'s been around the NFL for a long time. Really respect him. He's a great guy. He's a local product. I'm very close to him. His daughter has Down syndrome, so we have a natural connection that way. beautiful little girl. Harper is her name. So I heard J.I. on with Kevin this morning while I was bumping around, and J.I. was talking about, like, the market and Brandon Ayuk and different wide receivers and all sorts of different variables. And he was essentially saying that Terry McLaurin slotted in around $30 million per year because of his age. Around. Again, that's J.I. kind of guessing, using common sense, using the negotiation tactics of how teams would build and present offers, how teams operate, and then also, right, kind of sensing the market and seeing where we're at in terms of the, you know, in terms of the future, right? And like, that's just the way it works, right? We don't know this because you have to consider where information is coming from, right? Again, if we all think that Jordan Schultz contacted Terry's agent and Terry's agent fired off a couple of cannons last Thursday, if we're all assuming that, right, like, you have to understand where information comes from. And we don't know that for sure, but everyone thinks that. Okay? Now, either we're all wrong or we're right. I'll side with we're right. Either way, J.I. was pointing out that in terms of average per year, Brandon Ayuk, $30 million. And he was using T. Higgins as the floor at $28.75 million per year. But the one notable that he pointed out, and he's correct, is T. Higgins is a number two. He's not really a 1A. Generously, you could consider him a 1A. Maybe Cincinnati considers him a 1A. But he's a 1A or a 2. And most people would refer to him as a 2. But even if you refer to him as a 1A, Terry's not a 1A. Terry's a 1. Terry's way a number 1. And T. Higgins got $28.75 million. That's the floor, baby. That's the absolute floor. And I told you last week, DK Metcalf got a hair. Under $33 million. That's probably the realistic neighborhood of a settlement. But if I know how these things work, Terry and his agent probably circled that number, DK, said this is ideally what we would probably settle for, but we're going to ask for $34, $35 million per year with all the requisite structure and guarantees. And if I had a guess, don't know, the Commanders are probably coming in at 30 or 31. I don't know that, but that would be my guess. Amon-Ra St. Brown makes just a hair over $30 million. Tyreek Hill makes $30 million exactly per year. A.J. Brown, $32 million. Where does Terry slot in? When you consider his age, when you consider a breakout campaign with a real offensive coordinator and a real quarterback, you know, again, you have to factor all of this stuff. So I keep circling back, as I did last week, to DK Metcalf at just under $33 million is probably what Terry realistically expects. But he might be asking, and he probably is asking, for more. And I would probably venture a guess that the Commanders say, all right, 32.5, 33, somewhere in that range. We'll settle it all out. But we're going to offer not 33 to begin. We're going to offer 29 and build towards a negotiation, towards a settlement. And that takes time. And maybe that leads to frustration. And that's probably where we're at. But there is nuance. There is context. There is a difference between, again, missing last week and missing this week. There is. And if you can't separate the two, I don't know how to help you. I'm just telling you, if you're being realistic about it, if you're thinking about it, there is nuance. There is a difference. Some will tell you there's none. Trust me, there is. And you should really consider what you believe then. Reconsider what you believe. And it's okay. It's okay. But it's also not okay, in my opinion, just to circle the wagons back on this, to say it's no big deal. It's the same as last week. This isn't important. Whatever way you want to color it. Because it is different. And that's fine. All right, coming back. A prominent ESPN analyst compared Jaden Daniels to who? Why? And what would be the ultimate reaction if Jaden takes on the same path, the same career path, as this particular quarterback? We'll have the answer for you and who said it next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app after a trending alert. All right, indeed, NFL mini camps are open across the league and here in Washington. As we mentioned, Terry McLaurin, a no-show, but Marshawn Lattimore and Laremy Tunsil both in action. Meanwhile, around the rest of the NFL, T.J. Watt skipping Steelers mandatory minicamp, and that's because he wants a new contract with 1 year left to go in it. Of course, Trey Hendrickson of the Cincinnati Bengals essentially doing the same as he is in a contract stalemate as well. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers reported to Pittsburgh Steelers training mandatory minicamp this morning and is expected to be on the field through a workout today. Stanley Cup final last night, the Edmonton Oilers just getting pounded and they lose 5-1 to the Florida Panthers in Sunrise. So the Panthers, the defending Stanley Cup champions, take a 2-1 series lead. And they held both Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl healthy, scoreless in the game. Meanwhile, the Mets and the Nationals kick off a three-game set tonight in Citi Field in Flushing Meadows, New York. 7:10 first pitch, 6:40 the coverage, 106.7 the fan, Odyssey app, and the Nationals Radio Network with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. It'll be Mackenzie Gore on the mound, 3-5 with a 2.87 ERA against Griffin Canning of the Mets, who come in at 42-24 overall. Canning 6-2 with a 2.90 ERA. And that's what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. Good to have you with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app on this Tuesday afternoon. We'll get out to your calls in a sec. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So Bart Scott this morning on Get Up on ESPN, that's the Greenberg Show. And we can't find the audio yet. It's just nobody's posted it. And so it would be better served if, obviously, we had that. But the context of what he said was that Jaden Daniels is going to, or already is, emerging as the next Lamar Jackson, as basically a Lamar Jackson clone. And he's obviously not the first person to make that comparison. But I will say this. Part of the reason why I was totally fine with obviously them drafting Jaden Daniels, even though I preferred slightly Drake May, and I guess I'm wrong on that. I don't think Drake May embarrassed himself by any means. He was playing with a worse team and a more dysfunctional situation, and he didn't start right away, but he also wasn't expected to start right away. He wasn't as polished, quite honestly, as Jaden Daniels was. But one of the reasons why I was okay with them doing this is I was told, and the college tape suggested it, excuse me, that Jaden Daniels was a thrower first, not a runner first. And I am a guy that just, I believe the more you run as a quarterback, the more you're going to get injured. And the more you put yourself at risk. No matter how smart you are, no matter how athletic you are, no matter how fast you are, you're going to put yourself at risk. Especially if you don't know how to get out of bounds, how to slide, how to do certain things. You think you're a tough guy, what have you. So last year, Jaden Daniels ran in the regular season 148 times. And then you throw in the postseason another 35 times, right? So you add the two up, you're at, what, 183, I think is the math? 183 times, over 20 games. You know, that's an average of 9 times a game. It's not anything tremendously concerning, I guess, but it's probably higher than anybody really wants it to be. So when you look at Jaden 183 times in 20 games, and then you look at Lamar, who ran for 21 times in the postseason in 2 games, so an average of 10.5 per game, and 139 times during the regular season. I think Lamar played, I'm pretty sure he played all 17 regular season games. Maybe he played 16 and he sat out the final game. I'd have to double check that. But either way, I mean, it was, you know, again, slightly less than Jaden. So, but again, rushing attempts, regular season, postseason, about the same, roughly, about the same for Lamar and Jaden. But what you want is as Jaden's talent around him gets better, 17 regular season games. All right. Thank you, AMAC. Appreciate it. So, again, give or take a couple of runs here, it's about the same when you can pair the regular season to the regular season, postseason to postseason. Jaden obviously played one more postseason game. They both played 17 regular season games. Either way, you ideally do not want your quarterback having to be that big of a part of your offense, right? In terms of carrying, running, escaping the pocket. And the reason for that, again, duh, if you don't have the context that is needed, there is less protection outside of the pocket than there is inside the pocket. Bottom line fact. There is less protection inside or out of the pocket than there is inside the pocket. I mean, you can say whatever else you want. There is less protection outside the pocket than there is inside. Doesn't mean guys won't get hurt inside the pocket. Doesn't mean they won't take shots. They will. There is less protection outside the pocket than there is inside. That being said, again, one of the reasons why I was fine with them taking Jaden Daniels, despite some of the criticisms that many had, throwing over the middle, slight frame, you know, really only broke out in his final season at LSU, so on and so forth. We know how good his rookie year was. But ideally, you don't want him to potentially take as many shots as he did at times last year. And listen, he didn't take, it wasn't like car collision after car collision like it was at times at LSU, But there were, I remember one in the Detroit playoff game right in front of me where he got shoved out of bounds right on the border, right inside the 5-yard line, and his momentum took him all the way into that roving TV thing that they have for the networks. The motorized TV stand or whatever you call it. I took a hard shot, right? I mean, could easily get hurt. Could easily get hurt. Why? Because he was out of the pocket. There's less protection there. But nevertheless, the reason why I was fine with them taking him is because, again, I was told throw first. That was not Lamar Jackson when he came out of Louisville. Lamar Jackson was a run first, then throw quarterback because he needed to develop. He needed time. Lamar Jackson has become now a, in my opinion, a much more balanced quarterback. And I don't know if he's, I mean, obviously he's pass first statistically, but in terms of mentality and plan and execution and reading and processing, I believe he is much more pass advanced than he used to be, say like 2 years ago and for the first couple of years of his career. Whereas Jaden, you could see the pass advancement right away. So I still believe Jaden will become a better passer than Lamar is and will be and is. And maybe Lamar will be slightly the better runner and playmaker and so on and so forth. Maybe. But here's the question and here's the point. Long-winded, I know. Using what Bart Scott said. If Jaden wins a couple of MVPs, as Lamar has, too, but Jaden does not advance to a Super Bowl in his first, let's just call it, 7 years. If he does not advance to a Super Bowl in his first 7 years, but he wins a couple of MVPs and he plays similarly to how he played last year, how Lamar Jackson has played in his career, would that be fine with you? Would that be enough for you? Or does Jaden have to, because he is a better thrower, at least in my opinion, and I think in most reasonable people's opinion, than Lamar, does Jaden have to do what Lamar hasn't been able to do? Maybe that's unfair. That's not right. You don't win or lose games solely as a quarterback. But it's just the way we shape the conversation. Tom Brady was the greatest quarterback of all time, not because of his rocket arm, not because of his great mobility, not because of his outstanding footwork, because he won in the postseason and he won 7 Super Bowls. That's why. That's why. He didn't shrivel into a cocoon like Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers did. That's why. People don't understand that. I do. Lamar gets criticism because they've lost some big, big, big playoff games. Not all his fault. Games that people thought they should have won. Games that people thought he should have played better in. If Jaden, again, for 7 years, doesn't get to a Super Bowl, let's just use that as the question, as the barometer. Doesn't get to, not win, doesn't get to a Super Bowl. Is that a success if he matches, say, Lamar's 2 MVPs or somewhat close? You tell me. Let's have some fun thinking about that. Or maybe not fun. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we approach 2 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, along with AMAC on the other side of the glass. Let's squeeze one quickly in here before the top of the hour, and then we'll reset. We'll continue. How would you compare, as Bart Scott did, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels to Lamar Jackson? How would you compare, A, the two, one, and B, more importantly, the kind of question that I asked, is if Jaden's first 7 years went basically similar to Lamar's, great numbers, maybe a 2-time MVP or something close to that, and no Super Bowl appearances. Would that be a smashing success? Would that be disappointing? How would you view that? Let's go to our guy Little First up in the leadoff spot. What's up, Little? How are you?
Good stuff. Shout out to A-Mac.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Do-do-do.
What's going on, Little?
Hey, look, man. Hey, I'll tell you like it is, though, Rooster. Them fines start hitting your pockets, man. But you know what, though? When I look at it, next man up, Terry McLaurin. Next man up. If you feel like you want to hold out, well, he went through the same thing when he came in the league as a rookie. He held out. Then he got his money. So hopefully we're moving in that direction. But the way I look at it, to be honest, next man up. Shout out to defenders for bringing that conference championship. Let's go get the big one. That's one down out of 10 teams, Bruce, I picked to make this city of champions. Starting off with the defenders. And I'm telling you now, keep a good eye out on the D.C. Divas. There we go. Hey, look, God bless y'all. Stay up, Bruce.
All right. Thank you, Little. I know the owner of the D.C. Divas. Indeed, I've tailgated with him at Northwest Stadium. So always rooting for the local teams, whoever they are, right? Always want local to do well. It's better for us. 301-230-0980, 2 minutes in front of 2 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We continue along. Terry McLaurin missing training camp, missing mini camp. Big deal, no big deal? Do you separate it from last week? Are you worried at all? And the Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson comparison thing from Bart Scott. Those are our two main things. We will expand the conversation next hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.